Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Let me take you back. If you're a Christian living in the Middle East in the year 100 AD, your meetings with other people of the faith would be a very different thing to the church meetings of today. For a start, there'd be a whole lot less rock and roll music in big auditoriums, a lot less structure and tradition, and a lot more sharing of meals and sharing of life inside each other's homes. A very interesting book by the Australian author Ray Barnett called The Gathering tackles this issue of the contrast between the early church and the church of today. And our book critic, Cara Martin, has been reading it. She's feeling challenged and she's here to tell us all about it. Hi, Cara.
Greetings.
Greetings to you. This was actually sent to you by a friend.
It was. It was sent to me by Peter Amati, who with his wife is doing some wonderful work in Brazil in their apparent retirement. And in fact, I know that they're listening online to us
through the
wonder of the internet.
Don't you love it? Well, g'day to you.
And they had been invited by a denomination to join that denomination in their work in Brazil. And they were really trying to work out, should we do this or should we not do this? And they were praying about it and trying to read different things. And they read this book. And this book was just like an eye-opener for them and an endorsement of what they've been trying to do in the way they've been trying to set up churches over there,
okay.
Small churches.
Tell us about the author. He's a respected Bible teacher who spent a lot of time teaching in developing nations.
Yes, that's right. And what he found was that when you're in developing nations, some of the structures that we see as church today with big institutions and formal things that have built up over time, those sort of things don't work so well, especially when you work in countries where Christians are persecuted, which is where he's done some of his work.
Yes. Mm. What prompted him to write the book, Cara?
Well, because those structures weren't working and he found it hard to put the whole Christian culture church idea onto those countries, he decided to go back to the Bible and read in the Bible what the gathering should be like.
Imagine.
I know, that's a radical idea.
Yes.
But when he did that, he realised that he'd sort of thought about church in a certain way that he'd grown up with and learned about. And when he went back to the Bible, he saw a very different sort of meeting that was described, very much as you described at the beginning, people just gathering together, meeting in homes, or sharing their meals, sharing their resources, and looking to help others in need.
So when you use the word church, most people think of a building.
Exactly.
But he's studied the New Testament and learned that what a church really does consist of, and it's not just a building.
No, very much not a building. And I think that's the challenge for us, because what's actually happened, as he describes it, is the function of the church has become its purpose. And if we're not careful, we end up serving church,
yes,
rather than serving God, and that's his big challenge. So the idea of church that he discovered in the New Testament was about people meeting together to build and encourage each other, that it wasn't just about singing. You might sort of come together to sing, that might be part of it, but that's not the primary reason why you meet together. There's never a description in those church meetings of a prepared sermon. People just share what they've learned and share the teaching that they've received, and lots of different people sort of step up and speak. And there's always a meal involved. There's always a gathering around a meal, and that's the time when you remember Jesus. And we've sort of paired that back and back and back until it's a little bit of bread and a bit of wine.
Yeah.
And so there's this idea of it's small, it's local, it's informal, it's familiar, and it's much more an idea of, rather than trying to draw people in from outside, it's you gather together and then you go out to people outside to talk to them, to share with them, and also to help them.
Yeah. Mm. In just a tick, we're speaking with the wonderful Maggie Beer.
Ah.
And she, again, makes that point from an entirely non-biblical context of the power of food and the power of just stopping for a start, especially today, and sharing over that meal.
Yeah.
It's a powerful thing. We can't all just pack up, though, our auditoriums and guitars and change the way we do Sunday church overnight. But does he offer any practical thoughts on how Christians might be able to better reflect the church that Jesus intended?
I think this is one of the really good things about the book, because, I mean, for my friends Peter and Nisi, here's a model that he describes in the book that they can go and do and plant a church straight away. But yes, for all of us who go to churches that are sort of centered around the auditorium, he actually says you know, all hope is not lost. Start with the small groups. Start with the Bible study groups or the different groups that gather that you have anyway that are small, and try and practice it there. And particularly he talks about, you know, we've lost this sense of family sometimes. We often talk about membership of churches as members, which is sort of a different sort of feeling about it. But, you know, actually act as if we're family and care so well for each other and for the friends of the people that come along that it sort of begins to reach out and grab, and you get much more of this sense that he's describing of what a truly biblical model of a gathering is.
Sounds really interesting. I'd love to talk with this guy, and we may well soon on Open House. Cara Martin, esteemed book critic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.